Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to a very special episode of the Scummy Mummies podcast. I'm Ellie Gibson.
You are, and I'm Helen Thorne.
Yes, you are, and you are...
I'm Dara O'Brien.
It's Dara O'Brien!
Yes, here I am, neither scummy nor mummy. So what am I doing here?
Well, you're available, that's okay. What you are. So, yeah. No, of course, you are a world-famous, yeah, hilarious comedian.
Okay, let's not raise the bench, like, yeah. The pole of how this has to go. Have you come with a version of for daddies of the...
We've had daddies on
daddy,
before.
Baddie daddies.
Yeah. No kind scabby of daddies.
I genuinely was scabby daddy for a while because this is very difficult to explain than the thing, but you'll see there are two identical lesions on my hands, from the fourth knuckle of my hands, which I've had to explain for about 3 weeks now because we're away on holidays. And they look really kind of, bizarrely specific, these injuries. And they're from being on one of those inflatable couch things that gets pulled behind a speedboat.
Like
one of my children
donut.
Wanted to go and yeah like
the,
that
the big
and
donut.
This has been clinging to it while one of my children is like yes and doing a thumbs up thing and I'm going oh yeah I endorse this wholly and came out with just areas of skin torn
you're
off,
scarred for life by water sports.
By water sports, yeah.
What a nightmare.
Oh, speaking of nightmares,
yes
Paul, that let me happen again
door. Hello, hi. You alright?
We'll do the podcast.
Can we do it across two?
I'll see you in there.
Sorry, Dom. It's
my coming problem. Behind the curtain of television.
Yes, this is what it's like. Yeah. People come to open the door. Sometimes there are people from Holby City and they shout at you for being too loud. It's
That's
amazing.
Right. Get out!
I cannot wait to meet the person who shouts at you for being too loud. This is the thing that we've had a discussion of, that there is an actress who did this, who came out the door, flung open a door in a really angry way, going, excuse me, I'm trying to sleep. And I'm married to a doctor and I really want that argument. I really want the argument with the person who says, excuse me, I play a doctor on a television show and I need to get some sleep. people's fake lives are at risk here and you need to let me go. The only time this happened was in a dressing room, and this we'll get back to whatever I said. Somebody came to me and knock and oh here's the jokes for this part and the door flung open and a small New York agent woman appeared and went, Idina Menzel is trying to sleep.
And you went, let it go!
Do you know what? The amount of, what's in the spirit of the scale, the lines that you realise afterwards would have been the perfect thing to say. Yeah. I think we're both stunned and then the door closed. But it would have been, we let it go.
You wanted to know that the noise didn't bother her anyway.
Yeah.
Do you want to build a fucking snowman? Do you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, we are very excited to have you as our very special guest, because this is our 100th episode, isn't it, Helen?
Oh my God, we've made a century.
The early ones, I've listened to all the way through. And
all 100, all 99,
all
99.
And the early ones where it's very different, you're faltering, it was tiny steps, and you didn't know what you're doing. And now, to watch this, just this polish.
Have you actually listened to any of them?
Of course I'm staying.
No.
This polish, Christ, it's 9 million... podcast. There's seven.
This
everyone
is the UK's number one parenting podcast, Dara.
Okay.
Unbelievably,
right.
I know.
I've never typed
because
a word.
There are no
podcast.
Others.
Oh, really? Are there not?
No, there we are.
Okay, but I see that maybe the thing that I've never thought, you know what, my parenting needs. I need to listen to a podcast to improve my parenting.
Well, well, we're about to change your life.
Okay, fine, great.
Yes, so, no, you're right, you're absolutely right, because Helen and I, we both listened back to a little bit of the first ever episode this morning, and it is hilarious, isn't it?
We're so polite to each other. Yeah, it's like when you're first dating, we're like, no, after you, Ellie. No, after you, Helen. I like what you said.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we try and do, like, a serious bit about, like, a topical news story.
Oh, my God, really? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's so boring.
Oh, that's right, but we were trying so hard. We're like, hello, we are doing a podcast.
Yes, yes.
Right. And really close to the mic and then really
far away.
Yeah, that's right. You start, it starts with, and you go, I'm Helen Thorne, 34.
Like you're reading a newspaper article about
it's like
yourself.
Like I'm doing one of those old dating videos. Hello.
Yes.
I like pina coladas and anal sex. Yes.
The first of any. Was that really how it went?
Don't give all my secrets away, yeah. Ellie.
It is, but you have to establish it. That's the weird thing. Yeah. There was a real an awkwardness. At least in television, you've got the machinery of there was a title sequence, and so you can just presume. And so even you know, in the audience, presume this thing has started and it exists and it has a value because somebody has invested in it and made it and done the graphics for it and stuff.
Yeah.
But the Danger Podcast, you literally have to. It's like hello, like we just
it's
hanging out.
It's busking,
somebody.
Dara. It's basically busking.
Yeah. And everyone's going pause for
please, yeah. Like me.
But have you? Sorry, this and this should be over. Have you learned?
Yes, we've learned that it's okay to drink while you do a podcast. That's, I know we're not today.
I meant more of a parenting.
No, God, no.
Are you better parents? Are people better parents for this?
I would say that. So when we always say that we don't make the podcast to try and inform people or educate them about parenting because we know fuck all about parenting.
Yeah.
I barely made it through the day. But we sort of accidentally end up talking to really interesting people. We've had midwives on and childcare experts and people who've written actual proper books, not just stupid joke books. And yeah, we've accidentally learned how to be a bit better. Would you agree, H?
Yeah, I think so. And also what we find is that we get people from, what is it now, over 100 different countries who listen to the podcast, and they write to us going, you've made me feel less shit.
Oh, that's very important.
I think that's the gift that we give.
Yeah. We're so terrible.
That is the present that we give to the world, and that's really nice. And even like today, we've had a couple of like Instagram messages and Facebook messages going, oh my God, I thought I was the shit mum, but you're the shit mum. So it's
that's a role. That's a very important role to be the baseline, to drop the baseline so that other people feel better about
their
Yeah. Rather than what most people do is, in these things is go, this is the philosophy of parenting that I have, which I think is such a crock. That people go, well, because you're just reacting to situations evolving. Constantly. And so there's no way that you're going, shall I try dragon parenting this week? Shall I try, overarching theme shall my parenting have as I run from this pile of sick to that screaming child? How would the dragon do this? But have you gone through those, and have you noticed fads and trends and things like that come and go, or people,
like you were saying, Helen, people say that it makes them feel less shit and sometimes less alone, and that's lovely, and the emails really do motivate us to keep going, and they're lovely. I think though my favourite possible moment was when we were at Camp Bestival, and this guy came up to us and he said, oh, Scummy Mummies, you're my wife, she won't believe I met you, and I love your podcast, and it's wait there. And then he went away and he came back with 4 pints of lager and went, here! Like it was like a UN food parcel. He was great.
No, so that was really good.
But enough about us, Dara O'Brien.
Well, it's your 100th. I just feel there should be, it should be woven into the show, a period of reflection for you to establish how well it's gone and all the great things you've done. But
to show off, basically.
You can bring it back to me whenever you want. Yes.
Please blow smoke up our asses, because that's very nice.
So Dara O'Brien, tell us about your family.
I have one. I have an indeterminate number of children, which I tend not to ever confirm because it's just too much fun to see the wrong numbers and names and stuff being basically printed. It's a kind of a game I've always had about this. With any long term, like my wife's name was incorrect on Wikipedia for about 8 years. I'm not going to correct. It's just too much fun to see that like that.
Yeah.
So I have any number of children. So but that's not in the I've probably got loads of kids. I do actually have a set number.
Waiting for the test results to come back.
Might not be. So yes, there are.
And what's the best thing, do you think, about being a parent?
Ah, they're sweet. They're cute. They, you know, they're the look
all
they
the
give
time.
No. But those moments go a long way. The hug and the thing now and again, or the cute look, right? And that's presumably the payoff. I'm not sure what the other payoff is, because amidst the just desolation of giving everything else up and the constancy of it. Just there's a Viz Top Tips once that said, recreate being a parent by sitting down and immediately getting up again. that was very good, because that is, you know, it's an endless thing. There are things, I'll tell you, there are things I'd sooner do. There is often anything I would sooner do than tend to this. There, you know, whether it's, you know, and Twitter or whatever is a good example of something that I actually don't really do that often, but it's anything feels appealing. It's like when you're studying for exams, I remember when I was 17 studying for exams, I really wanted to do, I could watch Home and Away, I could be watching Home and Away now. I didn't like Home and Away. And the minute the exams ended, I didn't immediately rush to watch Home and Away. But it was there as a thing I wasn't allowed to do.
Yeah.
And everything is like that now. Because it's just stuff you can't do. And if you ever do anything of your own, somebody goes, "All right, I'm the one left holding children now." Yeah. I was at a football match not long ago that I occasionally get to, like have a season at the Arsenal, and I hadn't taped the game, and often you'll tape the game as well because you get a better, replay from the other angle of it. But I rang home and said to go, "Is there any chance you could just record the thing I'm at?" And they was rang home, and you know when the phone clicks and it's picked up or whatever, and it was just entered into a world of screaming and stuff going on, and it was yes, and I said, "Hey, is there any chance that you could?" And on every word I can hear how unwelcome this request is going to be. And the response was, "I don't know, I'm quite busy at the moment."
And you're still married?
We are. We're working through it. Let's just say now you can arrange the recording of the thing on your phone. You can actually set that up rather than Oh, that's good. Quite good, actually.
That's very good. That saves a whole lot of marriage. Phone calls. That's
absolutely
good.
It's the constancy of it. It's the never ending. Something else is happening. Plate juggling of it.
So if you could condense your extensive, for all your numerically unclear children, what would be your nugget of parenting wisdom you would share with our listeners? Let's do some education.
Genuinely, all I think you do is nudge. All you do is, and all you can do is just constantly. It's like a toy that veers off, and you're just basically edging it, or it's like driving a boat. And you overcompensate that way, and then you overcompensate the other way because it's very difficult to gain. And then I'm gonna swing the thing the other way around. So you're just hopefully edging it towards. You're tacking constantly.
Yeah.
I don't own a yacht, by the way. I may be incorrectly using the term.
Been on a boat before.
But I have been on boats, right?
Yes.
And I am aware that it isn't just like, "Hey, let's point it in that direction and it will go there." If you don't keep an eye on it, it'll veer off into...
I would also add, to extend the metaphor, I'd say yes. And sometimes the seas are calm, mostly they're choppy. But also, while you're trying to steer this boat through these waters, it's like there's a team of midgets hacking holes in the side of the boat with an axe any moment you have to abandon the controls, get a bucket, bail out, get back to the controls. Is that too far?
No, I think that's absolutely how it works. And then your hope is that in the off instance there is person I can release into society. That's the aim.
It has not drowned.
That's okay. Obviously a bare minimum. But also that I am, that you're creating
Heaven's
somebody.
Heaven's very relaxed.
So that not a dick island is the one that's ahead, right? That you're creating somebody who isn't, you know, entitled or will be an angry internet troll or whatever behavior you go, "God, please let my child not grow up to be that." That you're hopefully nudging towards some common decency or to some humanity, or to be able to read, or to have basic functional
stopping off at
skills.
Literacy town.
Stop pushing food onto your fork with your hand and thinking that's using cutlery. That's not using cutlery, the idea again.
At the moment, I'm going for wiping your own bottom in less than 40 minutes. That's my current parenting goal.
Mine is don't wipe your nose on the cushions, because my kids at the moment will go up to just casually, just like, are you wiping your nose? Like, no, I'm just cuddling.
Sniffing
the cushion with my wet, snotty face.
A writer in Dublin who wrote a very funny piece, and I'd heard her do this thing that includes the words, stop wanking around the house. She said to her three-year-old, I think a little boy, it was just basically poking at himself.
Yeah.
Just stop
just
doing
a casual, casual tug.
Yeah, the nose picking. It's a school assembly. You're being celebrated for some project you've done. Now is not the time to start picking your nose.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And also, how do you, from across the room, how do you get their attention and then... then mime. Stop putting your fingers in your nose. Stop. I'm now.
Semaphore is the only way. We're all going to have to learn the, you know,
some flag waving.
It's the only answer.
It's hard.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Because, like,
might become perfectly reasonable.
Well, yeah, like, my parents, my dad's a vicar, and so I was raised in a really religious house, and so they were all, like, religious.
And you're not religious.
No, yeah. I'm a sweary booze head.
She must have slagged, Dara.
All right, fine. Well, you know, a lot of religions can also, they slagify up as well. But do you have a thing that I have, which is kind of like, I get raised Catholic, strongly Catholic, and they're still Catholic, obviously, all over there. And we found, for example, a present that we sent for our first child, and we went, oh, this is a lovely, and we're going, what is it though, is it a wrap, is it a shawl, is it, oh, it's a christening blanket,
and subtle,
yeah, and very very unlike, you know, quite never overstated, but we're not doing that. But occasionally pops up, like nativity plays and stuff like that pop up, or they'll learn Bible stories, and you're kind of going, is this enough for it to get its claws in, you know. That's a perennial fear that I'll accidentally raise a religious child.
My daughter's very keen because she just loves it because it's so mystical.
Stories,
And I go, oh, see, this is what my parents, they were too keen, and then I turned away.
Yeah.
But now I'm like,
not keen enough, and you think that would push them.
Yes. But you're really into the royals as well. I think she confuses Jesus with Kate Middleton quite a lot of the time.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That's right, my deep love for the Queen.
Oh.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Well, there we go. That's the family chat. Shall we have a little game, Helen?
I think so. Now, we have had many, many games, obviously, Dara. You know our work.
Yes, I do.
The first one we ever played was, what's on our clothes this week?
Yeah.
So, what is on our clothes this week, Ellie?
I've got a tiny stain here. It's on my thigh. I'm wearing black trousers and I've just got a tiny white dot. What is it? Is it snot? Is it spit? Is it sick?
Is
Nobody
it toothpaste?
Knows. Could be toothpaste.
Could be yogurt. Or yogurt for our Australian listeners.
Yeah, I haven't actually seen my children for 24 hours, so I'm relatively clean. Mm. So that's... what about you, Dara? Have you got any mystery stains?
No, I had yesterday, but I actually decided to wear clean clothes today. But the...
Well, you've ruined the game.
I'm sorry for destroying it. This one has just come out. This one had a lovely orange area here.
On the shirt here.
That had a solid bit. But it wasn't child's fault. It was spoons because, you know, those kind of like sort of rubbery spoons with which you feed a little baby.
Yes.
Yeah, they're quite springy. and I was doing the plunge in and I think I caught the lip of the bowl and managed to padoing the food up in the air.
Excellent.
And I put it on myself.
Oh.
So I'm trying to feed the child.
They, oh, so skills.
Like, yeah. Oh, it was mad skills. and was like, here you go. And I hadn't got to the room with just scooping stuff around the edges so it's not too harsh, ready to blow up, but just caught the liver. And the bedoingness of the spoon sent it arcing. And so I landed on myself.
Oh.
So, and that was some mushed up meal.
That is a good stain. Helen, any stains?
I'm going to go a bit dark.
Uh-oh.
The other night, I drank far too much, and I went for a Chinese about 1:30.
Oh.
And then on the way home...
Oh, no.
Yeah. Had to do the, could you just stop the car for a minute?
And I wasn't there to hold your hand back.
Know.
I'm sorry.
You were with this guy. Nando's without me.
What a life she leads. When you're back,
I feel like I'm meeting a new lover.
Can't blame that on your children. I thought there had to be a stain in your children.
No, it's because of my children I drink.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay, fine.
I hadn't gone out for ages, and I was like, I went to a book launch and drank too much gin, and then did some reverse eating on my shoe.
Oh, lovely. Yeah,
that's
done.
Good.
Yeah, we should expect. The reason I've been hanging out with you, Dara, and not you, Helen, recently is because, Dara, you and I are filming a television programme.
We are indeed.
It's called
Go Eat Bit.
It's called Dara O'Brien's Go Eat Bit. Don't you be modest.
I didn't insist on that, by the way.
I know.
Yeah, but it is called, I refer to it as Go Eat Bit.
You actually wanted it to be called Ellie Gibson's Go Eat Bit.
I did. Yeah. I wanted to be the other's Go Eat Bit, just to bring everything else into it.
Yeah.
Rather than say the two guys who actually invented it, which is seems harsh, they're not even
packing
it on
their
own. Like, and so it's hashtag Go Eat Bit as well. That's the official hashtag rather than hashtag Dara O'Brien's Go Eat Bit.
Yeah.
So my dominion doesn't extend into owning all social media. But we're recording a series of episodes of this at the moment. And so we're in Bournemouth in Elstree.
Very glamorous.
Which is extremely glamorous because you keep thinking there are people walking around with head wounds and in dressing gowns because they film Holby City here. And it's really weird. You keep seeing people like who look like they've been in a car crash.
Yeah.
And then you walk out to Bournemouth and it blends seamlessly into the general area. People shuffling around looking bewildered in dressing gowns.
Yeah.
And so it's a, it's really, really weird. Yeah.
It does feel a bit post-apocalyptic here though, doesn't it? It's got a funny feeling about it, the whole studio.
I would say it feels a bit like North Korea. I don't know if that's too extreme. I've not been there recently.
It's difficult. I think you can use North Korea for any comparison.
There's bits of Catford that are not dissimilar. Well, I think we should do another game. This is also one of our most popular games ever, Dara.
Okay.
Now, during the filming of Go 8-Bit the other day, I discovered, Dara, that you're not the best at doing accents,
I'm
are you?
I'm actually really good at doing accents.
Oh, really? But, yeah, okay. My mistake. Well, it's called, Helen.
It's called Parenting from Around the World.
Okay, great.
So what one of the catchphrases on our podcast is, if it's white, it's all right, in terms of accents.
Oh, it's
Not as a political
philosophy. Yeah, yeah.
No.
Very du jour.
No.
That isn't too European.
Oh, that's very on trend.
Oh my God,
I wish I'd taken a photo of your face just then.
I get it. No, I get it. I understand. If it's someone if you're not mocking somebody of a different ethnicity.
Yes, it's okay. So
German, fine. Swedish, fine.
Yes.
Eastern
not
European,
never Chinese.
Fine,
yes.
But not Chinese. Mexican, can we get Mexican? Sure.
Let's find out.
Yeah.
As we play.
It's just an adorable accent to do, though, you know?
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Again, in light of current events, I feel like
true.
We should probably...
Hello, America!
I feel like the Mexicans have got enough on their plates without us taking the mick out of their accents, to be honest.
Okay.
Next year, though. Well, who knows?
Okay. Yes, when they're entirely encased in Mexico by a giant wall, let's worry about it then. So how does the game work, Helen?
Okay, so from this bowl, you'll pick an accent, and from this bowl, you'll pick a common parenting phrase.
Oh, right, they're going to say it in the accent.
Yes. And then we have to guess what the accent is.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
How are these?
Okay.
These are
going
to be so easy
Dara's
to you.
Going
okay.
First.
All
right.
This is very straightforward. You'll easily get this. Don't put that up your nose.
Have you had your adenoids out?
No, it's
like
an adenoid.
I'm going to have a. I think Dara is trying to do Belgian.
No, what Belgian?
She's not seen a lot of Poirot.
It's not Belgian. It's definitely part of
Dutch.
It's Dutch.
Come on. Yes. I'm gonna do one. Okay. Stop picking that scab.
Is it Clouseau? Is it that French, that terrible French accent?
It is a detective.
It's Poirot.
It's Belgian.
To be peeking. It was the guy. It was the police officer from Hello, Hello. You were doing.
Yeah.
There were little pisses all over the track. The boom has exploded.
Now Helen, again, she's excellent at accents.
As you probably know, Australians are excellent.
Kimmy's beautiful to other accents.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Don't make me count to three.
Is that the man from Sesame Street? The vampire from Sesame Street?
Don't make me count to three.
Romanian? Is it supposed to be Eastern European in some way? Russian?
It's close to Romania.
Hungarian?
Spain.
Close.
How can you be close about Romania and Spain?
It's Europe.
Is it all Europe? Yeah. Is it?
It's Italian.
No, it isn't.
I need to rethink your judgment of my accent and my accent skills.
She's done this to make you look good. Yeah. She knows I'm really shit at accents.
Let's see as we play on, Dara.
Okay. I'll leave your brother alone.
What is that?
It's, do it again.
Oh, howdy.
Is it Deep South?
It's generic American West. Leave your brother alone.
I'm trying to
I'm from New York.
My office was from Sydney. Dara.
Well, okay, fine.
One more round.
For God's sake, please. please, a fleshly toilet. I've gone full Jamaican. It's not Jamaican.
That's not good. Don't go.
In the language, but I can't.
See, it's hard. Dara.
Come on, give it my way. Okay, here you go. Three, two, one.
For God's sake, please flush the toilet.
It's Spanish.
It is Spanish. Please flush the toilet. Por favor.
Amazing.
Toilet.
Dara, that was like, in Highlander, Sean Connery plays the Spanish peacock on Carlos Ramirez. That's what you sounded like.
There we go.
Yeah. So. All right. That's the Parenting Around the World game. And I think the winner is comedy. Oh, well, there we go. Now, Dara, we do always like to end the podcast by sharing some scummy mummy confessions.
Okay.
So stories of parenting failure. So what we thought we'd do this episode, as it's our 100th, is did we mention that we've got a book out, Helen?
We've got a really good book out, Ellie.
We have got a book out. And it's called Scummy Mummies. And in it, it's got confessions that we collect our stage show, so we get the audience to all write these down, and frankly they're better than anything we could ever make up.
Right,
correct.
So we just thought we'd share our favourite ones for this special 100th episode. My favourite one is in the sex and relationships chapter. I let the kids set up a little stall outside our house selling old toys and books for some extra pocket money. Imagine my surprise when the neighbour came knocking at my door holding the new book she had just purchased, How to Pleasure Your Wife.
That's a pleasure, wife. Yeah, that's relaxing. I like this one as for the shortness of it. My children call lice their pets.
Oh, that's nice.
That's lovely. That's really lovely.
I do this one. While visiting a bathroom showroom one day, our son wandered off and reappeared a few minutes later. We asked where he'd been, and he told us he'd gone to have a poo, pointing at one of the display loos. We ran away.
Yay!
Oh, nice.
Amazing stuff.
I'm honored for that.
I like this one. Child, is Daddy going to work today? Me, yes he is. Child said, oh for fuck's sake, Rob.
Genius.
Bloody lovely. Thank you. Well, we should say thank you to everyone who's ever written in a confession.
We should. Dara,
My favourite parenting moment that I witnessed a friend doing once was he was, she was about a year and a half, maybe 2 years old. So quite young, and it was Easter, and he had a little chocolate egg that he was showing her, or in some way had it, and he broke it. He held it too tight, it was a little bit too tight. So the chocolate egg just went smashed into smithereens. And she erupted into tears. And then the mother ran out to comfort her. And they're trying to comfort her. And he absentmindedly started eating the chocolate egg. So she started crying more because now he smashed her egg. And he just, oh God,
just eating
the egg in front of her without realizing that she's crying more. inconsolable.
What's the scummiest moment in your parenting history, do you think?
Oh, there's... I have an image of a poo thing that I had to share where the casual nudity around a pool voting story. I'm trying to think of is there a compromise made or a thing I've hidden, and I was trying to find one that I haven't already turned into material, because it's like people always ask you in as a comedian, what's your most embarrassing moment, and you go, God, I don't, because I
this great. Now this yeah, I can't remember about,
yeah, but like, but if you have them, I have used them, I have already used them as a thing.
Well, there you are. If you'd like to hear Dara Brin's Scummy Mummy Confession, buy all his DVDs.
The best ever parenting story that I have, and it wasn't me being embarrassing, but it's somebody else, was at the NCT classes where the midwife, and this may slip into being mature because I've told it so often the story, but the midwife was reading a list of physical changes that occur to a woman's body over the pregnancy, which is so that the women can go, oh, that wasn't just me, or oh, that happened to me as well. Okay, fine.
Everyone's looks like that, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't be weirded out by the fact that this has all changed, right? Yeah. And she's just doing this list, and we're all quietly watching this. And then she goes, some of you, she says, in her midwifey voice, may have experienced constipation. And in the corner of the room, one man raised his hand. And everyone was like, what the fuck? And we all turned and looked, and he genuinely went, we've had that. And her face, her genuine look of, his partner going, the fuck are you doing? We did not have that. And then it went on, and she went through the list, and she got as far as, some of you may have experienced sore nipples, and his hand went up again.
Stop.
And the whole room was going, don't look at that. That is the funniest thing I have ever. If that man's tits hurt because his wife is pregnant, I will die. If I look at that man, and he's this fabulously gormless face, and we're all looking at this going, God, please do more, because this game is going to end very soon, because we're going to go for lunch, and after lunch, he's going to come back with a vastly different attitude towards interaction that is beaten into him with a fork. And for the rest of the day, the rest 2 days, nothing, and we never saw them again after he had offered up. We've had constipation, we've had sore nipples.
And he's never coming back, he's gone.
He got buried we all went for lunch together except that couple went off to a different cafe. And where she fucking went, nobody else was offering up information about arson tits. What did you do? We don't know these people.
Well, that is a wonderful story to end on, I think. And yes, we would like to thank every single person who's sent in a Scummy Mummy confession, everyone who's come to our shows and written down confessions.
That's right. Thank you very much. And everyone who's written in from around the world. We've had emails from Bermuda, Jamaica.
Girl, I want to take it.
Thank you.
And nowhere else, just those two. A massive fan base in Bermuda. Weird, we don't understand it. We have had such an amazing adventure, and we never thought, I didn't think it would go on this long, did you?
No, it was just a bit of laugh in the summer. It's gone years.
Sorry, there is no better summation of parenting than what you just said. It's been an amazing adventure, but I didn't think it would go on this long.
That's right. Yeah. We are a metaphor for our own lives.
Because it is this thing. And well done in making us all realize that everyone has a fucking ridiculous time. This is a ridiculous thing to be doing. But also the sheer scale of it. You're going to be doing this for the next 25 years minimum. Yeah. And so just get used to it. So you've got a lot more podcasts to do.
Yeah, there's a lot of material.
Well, I hope so, because it's been a right laugh, hasn't it?
It is. Thank you very much, Ellie Gibson.
Thank you very much, Helen Thorne. Let's not get emotion again. No. You know I can't cope with
it. I know. Like, you don't have emotions. I have written you a song, though.
You have not.
I have.
Oh, no.
We got time.
I feel my part in this has passed anyway, so
you can just watch.
Yes.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
We've done 100 podcasts together. Some more drunk and some were clever.
Some.
Yeah. It's been a funny ride with you right by my side. And from the very first podcast we did jokes. about our tits and our crap blokes. We've really overshared. All our scum, live on air. Thank you for the laughs, the wine carafes, the night filled with the cheese board. Oh. We're 100 today. Hip, hip, hooray.
Oh. A Reg Grundy production.
I am weeping and I don't even really know why.
Face me. Well done to both of you.
And it's a nice little tie-up because he mentioned he goes to Home and Away when he's got nothing better to do.
That's my parenting safe space.
There we are. That's wonderful.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I will treasure that moment at some point. Okay. thank you, Dara O'Brien, for coming on our 100th
episode. Thank you very much.
All right. Until next time, episode 101.
Bye. Okay.
Bye. Thorn, quick.
Would you put your shoes on?
Is that me?
Is that
class supposed to be me?
It's supposed to be London.
Go north.
Oh, no. Would you put your shoes on?
Would you put your shoes on?
Watford?
Brummy?
Brummy? I don't know.
Brummy.
I can't make my mouth do it.
It's like, put your shoes on.
Put your shoes on.
Don't you try it.
All right.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.